Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:15 London Summer Time. A little bit of news. David had a pretty shocking weekend, and he was rushed to hospital on Saturday with a burst appendix. The surgery, 3 hours I think, went very successfully, and he's currently recovering. He'll probably be out of hospital on Friday, and back to work, I'm sure. He'll want to be back to work as soon as he can afterwards, probably against doctor's orders. But he is keeping in touch with the markets, and I'll be going over to drop off his papers to him as soon as I finish the recording tonight. But other than that, this has been a busy day in the markets. New high on oil, new high on gasoline. That's on refinery fears. Oil hit. The front month hit 58.28, so $60 really only around the corner. And because it came down a bit over last week before rallying in the last couple of days, it has unwound the overbought condition and has maybe has some further room to run. Of course, the problem with rallying oil and oil setting new highs is that it makes the markets terribly nervous, and it's pretty much good news for nobody. And that's really sort of feeding through into the equity markets. Most of the markets were down today. The Dow Jones currently is down 39 at 10,364, so that means it's broken the 10,400 level. If it closes down here or if it fails a bit more, that's really not very good news. S&P 500 is down 4 at 1168. There's support at 1160 on the S&P. The Nasdaq is down 10 at 1974. Again, support for the Nasdaq was at 2000, so that's also broken support. None of these things are particularly good news for the equity markets, but then again, they're not particularly big breaks of support. There's no dynamics there at all. We'll have to see what really happens over the next couple of days. Chances are that it might go down another couple of days and bounce back up again. We'll really see what happens, and it also depends on whether it breaks the lows that we saw last week. In Europe, it's very much a similar story, although in Europe the indices haven't really had any reaction, and the vast majority of them are still maintaining a broad uptrend. But I must say, stop saying excuse me. There I go again. The DAX is currently down 0.75%, down 32 points at 4,341. The CAC is down 27 at 4,052. The FTSE is down 17 at 4,896. That's pretty much the worst of them. The Swiss market is down 0.8% at 5,903, down 47. The Nikkei, which had a very good rally on Friday, pretty much gave it all up today. It was down 56 at 11,667. The second section just fell below that 3,600 level. You'll see the charts on the comment of the day. But the second section really was due a correction. It has broken trend. It's trying its best to maintain support at 3,600. If it falls below that, that's really not going to be good news for the overall market, and the chances are that we will see a further correction in the Nikkei. It really is suffering from that roundophobia at 12,000. So we'll have to see what happens with that one. The AS51, or sorry, the ASX in Australia, that was down as well today, just less than 0.5%. That has come back above 4,100, and it does need to stay above 4,100 if it's going to maintain this upward bias. As it goes sideways, staying above 4,100 is really looking more like a top than a continuation of the trend. So this having been a leader on the way up, may well be a leader on the way down. But as long as it stays above that level, we'll be okay. New Zealand has seriously broken trend. It's down again today. It's at 980 at the moment. There's no real support in this level. There isn't any real uptrend support until we get to about 960, 970. So it could go another 10 points. Again, not good news. That has fallen from the highs at 1060 to 980 at the moment. So almost, well, over 10%. Excuse me, quite a large move. The SET index, which had a really nice dynamic on Friday, gave it all up today. Opened right at the bottom of Friday's range, closed down 13, right at 682. Not particularly good news. Of course, that was on the back of weakness in the US. These markets are going to find it very hard to rally into a US weakness. They have a much better chance of rallying when the US is going sideways. And if the US is going up, they'll go up much faster than the US. So, high beta stocks. Moving into the currency markets, and the dollar index is rallying. It's currently sitting at 84.87. That almost certainly means we're going to have a look at the highs, which were at 85.41. So it'll probably rally another 60 points, and that's where the first resistance is. It may well even go to 86. So that is also looking good for the yen, which is currently sitting at 108.29. So I think, actually, I don't know where David's sell orders are on that, but I'll find out from him tonight and post that tomorrow. The long bond is currently sitting at 112.06. That's completely reversed the action that was earlier on today, up 13 points. The low of the day was at 11.16. So that really is looking much, much better. And what that's really looking a lot better. Excuse me for the noise in the background. But that's starting to look much more like it's going to go back up and look at 114. So go back and test the top of the range, perhaps even a little bit higher. So we're definitely still within that baby stepping strategy. Where you would be lightening on the rallies and, excuse me, you'd be shorting the rallies and lightening as it comes back down towards the bottom of the range. And that is that's pretty much it on the treasuries. Now, looking at the metals, they mostly had a pretty good day today. Gold was down 235, for it's at 423.90 at the moment, but a lot of the industrial metals are up. Copper is up a dollar in the US, or up 10 in London. Tin is up 100. Zinc is down marginally, down 1 at 1346. Nickel's up 100 at 15,750. Aluminium's up 10. Lead is down 14. So that's a pretty steady day on the metal markets. Natural gas is currently just down 3 cents. It was up earlier in the day, hit a new high, presumably hit 8, which that's on the May contract. That was probably a sell order, and it's fallen back quite a bit from there. It opened today at 7823. It's at 7.83 now, but the high of the day was at 8.05, so almost certainly that there were sell orders in at 8. That's not a trend reversing move, but there is probably going to be quite a big tail on the top of that candle. The soft commodities, the grains, are all pretty steady today. Corn's down 2.5, soybeans is down 0.5 point. With a bit of a time constraint on my part, as I'm going off to Riverdance just now, I'm going to wrap it up there, and I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.